Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To the clubhouse you go for another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirthner, I feel like Don Pardo on SNL back in the good old days. Thinking about what we bring to the crowd, you never know. People listening might be raised in some circumstance, maybe in a lot of circumstances, lifted from despair by the conversation that we have here, the kindness in our voices. And so with that in my mind, I was thinking, okay, do I want to do an equal opportunity shot at two different groups that are likely to the information likely to fall well on some ears and others not so much. So let's take a shot at it and see what happens. First person on the left is Chris Cuomo, and I think you can't say he's not on the left, because he is. His family has been on the left, and he, as a reporter at CNN, fits well into their leftist leanings. So the fact that his wife is listed in a Jeffrey Epstein address book has what, if any, effect on him and his career, on his marriage? It was a 1997 address book. And so what he doesn't want to talk about it, which I guess is probably just as well, but there is there doesn't seem to be clarity other than the fact that somebody leaked that her name was in the book. So who's got these books now? Where did these books, didn't somebody find one on the street last week, was it?
Well, that's what you're talking about. It's this book. And, yeah. And so the guy who had the original Jeffrey Epstein black book is the one who bought this newest one from eBay. Mm. And so, but there are a lot of names. I mean, I don't know anything about Chris Cuomo's wife, except they were spotted hanging out in the Hamptons this past weekend. That's about as much as I know is when
Christina Grieven was her name before she married him. Yep. Okay.
But like Morgan Fairchild was in there and she said she had no idea why she was in his book. So there are a lot of people. He loved collecting names and numbers of prominent people. So
then it's clear then, well, I'm glad you said it that way, put it that way, because I'm no fan, but that doesn't get any bearing on how I look at this or most of the other stuff. I hope I'm looking at it objectively. Cuomo is not, so his wife is in the book. I guess my response is, so what?
Except it's kind lots of like we of said last week. I don't know. I still contend. I'm more interested in who's on his flight logs than who's in his black book.
Yep.
There are a lot of people who I think he'd probably like to call on for clout or for power or for who knows what.
Yeah.
But I want to know who was flying to his island. I want to know that.
Right. The plane and the island, to me, I totally agree with Jen. Like, Chelsea Handler went to one of those famous Jeffrey Epstein dinners at his brownstone. She got invited by, like, a third party. She didn't know why she was there. She said it was super weird. She, you know, she smoked a joint and was high for most of it. I mean, he had these parties where people who didn't even know him were there. That's very New York. Like, that's probably very L.A., too. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think if you're in his book that that's the end-all be-all, but if you're on that flight log, if you've been to that island or if you've been to that creepy place that he has in, where was it, Arizona or New Mexico?
Yeah.
That other ranch place,
I think if you were an overnight guest, even at his brownstone in New York, that'd be kind of gross, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the other person on the right is Rupert Murdoch, who apparently is titular head of Fox and all the related companies. Well, there aren't many left because they sold them all to Disney. Most of them, at least, News Corporation, filmmaking and stuff, but they still have the so-called news division. And so he was quoted many times, or a number of times, as being pro-vaccine. He had them, and he thought it was a good idea, and he made that public. And
well,
now apparently
he's super old. He should be pro-vaccine.
Yeah, he's 87, 88, somewhere, 89,
and
somewhere.
You know, he's married to Jerry Hall now, so I guess he wants to stick around for a few more years.
Why not? Yes. Yeah. So the idea that people on Fox would take shots at the vaccine as being counter to him and his experience is meaningless, meaningful, just a way to take a shot.
At the, who at Fox are you
talking
about?
Yeah, their boss.
Well, the people, there's a, just a general attitude over
there. No, you're wrong.
In terms of
you're
reporting.
Wrong about that.
I'm looking at a story from Business Insider.
I understand,
so,
but here's the thing. There's a lot of news out there that tries to, like, you know, vilify people or change
things.
Well,
that's why I'm making the point. Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm making
there was
the point
a whole campaign. The reason I say you're wrong and I say it so adamantly is that there was a whole campaign, a whole commercial effort. I mean, I actually thought it was a bit over the top where they had all of their major stars, Brett Baer, Sandra Smith, Bill Hemmer, all of them taking the vaccine, Martha McCallum, and they were taking the vaccine and doing like a whole commercial about why people should take the vaccine too. They've been talking about it when they go back to their studio. We've all been vaccinated. I mean, it was almost over the top. To the point where it's definitely noticeable that they had a campaign in full favor of the vaccine. So,
so my point,
where that would come from.
I told you where it came from. My point is that there's a lot of this stuff that floats around that people hang their hats on because they don't like Cuomo or they don't like whoever may be at Fox News. And it's just so much palaver. It's and I've given it sunshine only because I wanted to make a point about wondering, frankly, out loud, rather than making a point, as to how much you can really believe or how much is put before us that has no – the implication is there, but there's no – root to it. There's no meaning to it. There's no substance to it. It's just palarva. And
what is this word that you keep using?
Palarva?
Mm-hmm.
You never heard that before?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really.
Another word of the day is palarva.
Well,
palarva,
obviously it's your word of the day. You've already used it three times.
Palarva is
Jen, do you know what word he's talking about?
Never heard of it before. No.
Yeah,
palarva.
Thank you. Okay.
Palarva was a word my father used a lot when I was growing up when he thought I was talking too much.
Is it a real word, or is it like
I was full of palarva. Yeah, I think it's a word. You can probably find it somewhere. Jay probably is already on it.
It's Portuguese, and it means too much talk, speech.
There you go.
Portuguese.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys Portuguese, and we didn't know?
My grandmother was, remember I told you this story about her great uncle that was saved by Abraham Lincoln? The story of the Portuguese slave from Springfield, Illinois? I told that story on the air.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, but that is interesting.
Oh, really? You don't remember that story? His name was Dingy, William Dingy. He came here with his family from Portugal, one of the islands, and he was dark, as lots of Portuguese people are, depending on where they come from in Portugal. And so he was in some area of Illinois, and he went to a small community. He hadn't really done any outreach, but he worked in a farm, and so he one day went to town, if you will. I'm simplifying the story, and the sheriff there said, "What are you doing away from the farm?" And he looked at the sheriff's face and said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're black. You're a slave. You shouldn't be wandering around. Where are your papers?" And so he didn't have any papers, and he got arrested, and he was put in jail, and a young lawyer came to his rescue. Was his first case, in fact, after finishing passing whatever requirements in the 1840s were, you know, to get a lawyer, to get a law degree, or to get a, be able to hang out law license, practicing hanging out a shingle. First case he ever had, Abraham Lincoln defended my great, 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 great grandfather. So I am how many times removed Portuguese? You want to take bringing down great, 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 great. So 4-5 times 1/5 of the blood on my mother's side is Portuguese. Is that all right? Got it?
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So thank you. That's somewhat of a story. So another interesting story. This I saw this. A couple of shark stories floating around yesterday. One of them that was, for me anyway, the most interesting was Shatner going out in a bunch of swimming with some tiger sharks. You see that, Jennifer?
I didn't, no.
No.
Yeah, I'm a huge Shark Week junkie, and so last night I was watching it, and I saw the preview for Shatner, and I was like, man, Shatner's everywhere, and I thought he was just going to be, you know, sitting on a dock, and then nope, there he is in the water.
That's not his style, to sit on a dock, nope.
No.
At 89, there he is, diving with sharks.
Right.
Doesn't surprise me.
No.
He's amazing.
It's Discovery Shark Week, and there's a lot of stuff, as Victoria said, shark stuff here and there and everywhere. And interestingly enough, I, on Saturday night, obviously had a slow night. There was that Star Trek movie where he gets the two whales to bring him. That was, I think, the second Star Trek
4. I have nerdy friends who love that movie, and they keep trying to get me to watch it. I'm like, no, I have no interest in that.
Actually, you'd like it, I think. It's a nice story. Yeah, it's a very good story.
It's like not in space, right?
It's not in space. Well,
right.
They come here to get a couple of these whales because they need them on whatever the planet is that they're helping. And so it was an unusual Star Trek story, but it was one of the nicest stories, the gentle stuff, if you will, that was, you get some, like Khan, the Wrath of Khan, that was pretty much an in-your-face story. This was a nice story. They sort of went back and forth. I love the Star Trek movie. I was not a fan of the Star Trek show. But I loved the movies. I thought the movies, all of them, were really very interesting for different reasons. So anyway, Shatner is one of the certainly great icons, I think, around. And because it was Shark Week, I didn't know. Did you know that he was Jennifer?
I knew he was doing that. Yeah, I knew he was doing Shark Week. I didn't know that. To be honest, I didn't even know it was Shark Week. So
no, I didn't
I
either. Until
I blew
night.
My chance.
Really. Okay.
Because they don't do these things recently. He did this a long time ago, actually.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it was top secret, I remember, when he did it.
Oh.
Right, I mean, not like years ago. I mean, like months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, putting it together, a lot of stuff. When you get to watching television shows, many of them were that haven't been seen before, were, especially during COVID, put together in the last year or year and a half and never have seen some of these movies that are coming out now. The one that's out now, The Black Widow, that was done 2 years ago. It was supposed to be released a year ago and wasn't.
That movie's really getting panned.
Wow, it did well at the box office, though. Whew,
I know.
Super.
Have you seen people? People are just saying that, like, somebody said Stephen Dorff or somebody, probably inconsequential, that he was embarrassed.
Oh, no, that was before he even saw the movie.
Stephen Dorff was so bad.
No, he hasn't even seen it. He sounds like some old disgruntled actor who doesn't get offered roles, and he goes, "I would never do a Marvel movie. I'm embarrassed for ScarJo."
Oh,
so
okay.
He's mad.
I got you. So he's mad about
spending $23 million to get paid
no
for doing it.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason
he's seen it, at least.
No. I object. I didn't. I sort of toyed with it, and Chucker talked me away from it. He said I wouldn't like it because there's so much violence, people chopping up other people.
No, he said there were knife fights. That's not violence.
Did
it's
you see it?
Superhero stuff. I've seen clips of it. I mean, it's not a big deal.
No,
you saw worse if you saw the John Wick movies, and you have, so.
Yeah, I have seen John. I wouldn't see another one because I didn't get
the puppy.
What puppy?
It's heartbreaking. And the John Wick movies.
Oh, his dog.
That's what sets him off in the first one. Did you not pay attention? Did you cover your eyes?
No.
I mean, I probably closed my eyes at that point where there's whatever is going on, it doesn't appeal to me. 19 after the hour.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three after the hour now on the Tuesday, the 13th of July is upon us on the DJV program. Time for us to check the trending list. And the list always grows bigger and bigger because more and more people are very interested in the trending material that we post on our social media pages. Jay's in charge of that. First thing is the focus on the Stanley Cup, which we will bring to you right after this.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, let's see. It's time for a nice cold beer. Drink it out of the Stanley Cup. Apparently, all kinds of other things have gone on. I just heard a couple of stories from ladies as to their engagement with the Stanley Cup. First, though, Jay, tell us what the latest problem is with the Tampa Bay Lightning holding on to or receiving the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they dented it. I mean, this is their repeat win. The first win happened with a very different season. No fans because of the COVID bubble. So this time, second win for the championship, and they had a lot of fun. So much fun that the Stanley Cup has to go up to Montreal and be fixed.
So they sent it to a body shop? How do they fix the Stanley Cup? How old is the Stanley Cup? How long has it been around? Anybody know?
That's a good question. I don't know the exact year.
20s, right?
It's a long time. And this trophy's unlike most other sports where the team gets their own unique trophy and it kind of stays with them. The Stanley Cup, you have a plaque, a little plaque that with the winners that keeps being added to this.
Ah.
So it is.
What's the significance? Why is it called the Stanley Cup? Named
Lord
after
Stanley.
Some Okay, well, I don't know who Lord Stanley is, so you say that like I don't know who Lord Stanley is.
Well,
you didn't
know
what my
slang,
word of the day
so,
was.
Yeah.
What's the Stanley Cup? What's the significance of Lord Stanley? Did he start playing hockey? He invent the hockey puck? Who is he?
I don't know. He's the 16th Earl, right? He's the 16th Earl of Derby. So
really?
That's, yeah.
Lord Related Stanley. Probably to the guy who invented the Shrewsbury instead of the sandwich. Mm-hmm. I mean, no question
totally.
About that. Yes.
Sure. Right. So the Stanley Cup actually was established in 1893.
Uh-huh. All right, so you have fed a horse out of the Stanley Cup, you just said, Victoria.
Uh-huh. Jen has a better story. She drank champagne out of it.
Yeah, really? The first time I met it, the Kings had a good run a few years ago, and so I got invited to a few Stanley Cup parties from some friends, Bob Miller and Jim Fox, who are the announce team for the Kings.
Name
and the first time I met the Stanley Cup, you're not supposed to touch it unless you win it. That's true for players. And so I was like, well, I'll just respect that. I'm not going to touch it the first time. When they won the second time, I touched it and I drank out of it. And I thought, you know what, this is probably why they haven't won a Stanley Cup since. So
it's all your fault.
All your fault.
Did they clean it out before they put the champagne in
it?
How do you know
disgusting.
It was clean?
No, wasn't.
Yeah.
But I'm also a Catholic, and we drink out of cups at church, too. So. You know.
Yeah, but don't they wash those cups, the church
no.
cups?
No, they just
don't?
Wipe them, and they move on to the next person.
Yeah, they just wipe them with a cloth.
Mm-hmm. Really? They don't put them in dishwasher?
How could you do that in between every communion?
Yeah. Well, I thought everybody had their own little... It's been a long time since I went to a communion party. All right, well, there it is, the Stanley Cup. We'll drink to that 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors will form a strategic investment and commercial collaboration with Controlled Thermal Resources to secure local and low-cost lithium. The lithium will be produced through a closed-loop direct extraction process that results in a smaller physical footprint and lower carbon dioxide emissions. Lithium is a metal crucial to GM's plant to make more affordable high-mileage electric vehicles. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Running away from their responsibilities, Texas Democrats fled the state to Washington, D.C. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
President Biden is starting to recognize the spike in violent crime across America.
We know there are some things that work, and the first of those that works is stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violent crimes. Our strategy provides, including funding for law enforcement through the American Rescue Plan, for states, cities, and to be able to hire police and pay them overtime in order to advance community policing.
Congressman James Comer, the Kentucky Republican, tells Fox News, the proposals by the president is not going to be enough to win against violent crime.
No, this has been an issue that's plagued all of the Democrat Party over the last 12 months. This is an issue that I think Americans are outraged by. Crime is on the rise. The Democrats have had the absolute wrong position with respect to law enforcement, and we're seeing the consequences of that in the areas where they have called for defunding the police. These are the areas where we've seen a massive increase in crime. So now Joe Biden's finally getting the memo. He's trying to lead his party, but his party's in every direction on this issue. I hope that our country can realize that we have to have law enforcement to combat crime. We need to respect law enforcement, and obviously we need to fund our law enforcement.
The Stanley Cup will unfortunately be leaving Tampa Bay for a few days. In a bit of humor, the Stanley Cup will be traveling to Montreal for repairs. There's no word on how the cup became damaged. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour on the Tuesday DJV program, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on the air. Our clubhouse is ready to go. We're all excited and depend on every breath you take, Victoria. This is a big time for you because you get to talk about COVID. I thought it was interesting that the Israelis...
Did I win a prize?
Yes, you did. Yes. The prize is a booster.
Tell her what she's won, Doug.
Yeah.
A booster. You get to talk about COVID.
Can I take door number two instead?
What's behind door number two?
Well, people love COVID.
Discussing Britney Spears. Yeah, all right. So anyway, well, for a long time we were kind of, that was our main topic of conversation. It still seems to be, according to Talkers Magazine anyway, the number one thing each week on News Talk Radio is that we do on our countdown. So the announcement from Israel is what?
Well, Israel has actually already begun offering the third dose of Pfizer, and so they're heading in the booster shot direction for people with weakened immune systems.
Why?
So, well, because okay, great question. So yeah. The reason they say they're doing this is because last week they released data that the Pfizer vaccine had dropped from 95% effective in May to only 64% effective against all COVID infections, including the Delta variant. So that's a pretty steep drop-off. No one else can match this data, though. Like, in the U.S., we haven't seen that yet. But again, Israel, you know, had 98-point-something percent of the population was fully inoculated way before a lot of people in the States even got their first shot. So Israel was really way ahead of everyone, and now the Delta variant has just, you know, it's causing a lot of problems. So Pfizer has said last week they're going to seek authorization for a booster shot approval in August. Now, they say the third shot, it gives you 5 to 10 times more immunity against especially the Delta variant, because they are testing it against that.
So it's the
and
same
it neutralizes
stuff?
The virus. It's a slightly different, it's a tweak. It's the same thing, essentially. I think it's the same strength, but there's a tweak in it to address the Delta variant.
All right, so here's a conspiratorial overview of this, just from my conspiratorial mind. Although the Israelis are pretty smart, so maybe they'd see through this. But in my mind, with the announcement that came, about a month or so ago, okay, we got this Delta variant, we have to get another shot, that was sort of buttering us up or smoothing us out, preparing us for getting another shot. And who benefits from this? Well, the public, according to all the people talking about it, because it's dangerous, yada, yada, yada.
Big Pharma benefits from this.
Big Pharma is the big winner here. No question about it. Whether the booster
That's why they poo-pooed hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. It cost 3 cents a pill.
Yeah.
So they didn't want people to know about it because it was too cheap.
Yep. I think that there's a real... It's the old... It's not even the old. It's the current business with the drug companies and them going back and forth. Pfizer's on top of the heap and they're taking advantage of it. Let's keep this going. And so all of the news media buys into it. Yeah, the Pfizer is 5 to 10 times more effective and neutralizing the virus. I don't know anybody who's had Delta. Does anybody here know anybody who's had the Delta variant? Or even had...
I don't even know how you know. I mean, that's
well,
the thing.
They test
COVID.
It, yeah.
You have
yeah.
COVID. You know, it's not like they're going and dissecting you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My mom's good friend has it right now. She was fully vaccinated with Pfizer. Her husband's an oncologist. He was vaccinated with Pfizer. They both have it. We don't know if it's the Delta variant, but when she found out that she had it, they had a whole bunch of people, including my dad, at the house. And so everybody who was at the house had to get tested. My dad, luckily, was negative. But so she did the contact tracing and all that. So then they do take samples, and it goes into the state, you know, database. So I don't know if it was the Delta variant or if it was just a breakthrough case. We don't know yet.
All right. Yep. FDA announces a new warning on J&J. So this is why is anybody even thinking about taking this? Or
this
is
so
is this
rare,
a
though.
Plot?
It's not a plot.
The FDA is
rare.
Known for being favor. They favor it. They have favorites in the drug business. They they give this guy a thumbs up and the other guy a thumbs down. And it's been shown.
So are you saying
J&J
is a favorite or not a favorite?
Not a favorite.
I would think that they are a favorite because they were able to pass off all kinds of horrible chemicals in baby powder for many years.
Yeah, well, that's why.
I totally disagree with you. I think that they're the darlings of the FDA.
Okay,
I know. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I think they're the darlings of the FDA, and I think that at Johnson & Johnson as a company, I want no part of. I would not want this vaccine.
I would
either. They've been plagued by all kinds of problems. So the fact that the FDA is even issuing a warning about this new autoimmune disorder, I'm actually kind of surprised that they're being so transparent. It's a very, very rare thing. It's Guillain-Barré. It's not related to Jeffrey Epstein, but it sounds like it. But, yeah. It's extremely rare. People get it every year. 3,000 to 6,000 people
Attacks
get it
the nervous
every year.
System, as I remember.
So, but you get it following a virus. So if you're getting the vaccine and you're getting dead virus, then I guess that's how it's sort of triggering it in people. Mostly men over 50.
This is the DNA versus the RNA vaccine, right? The DNA vaccine. The RNA vaccines are Moderna and Pfizer.
Pfizer, yeah.
And the DNA is the Johnson & Johnson. So
I don't know about that. I just know this is dead virus, like the flu shot.
Well, that sort of...
But I don't think that's DNA.
I remember Jack taking it apart. I think also Ken. Both of our doctors on the DJV health side of things have taken it apart. I think that is what I remember them telling us about the difference between the two. But I think the idea of Johnson & Johnson trying to make a one-shot vaccine was their way of trying to get a leg up on the other two competitors. And it may not be, it wasn't proven to be more effective, it was less effective. It's their marketing, frankly. That's a way for them to get attention so that they can sell their stuff. It's all a game. It really is. I think there's so much of this COVID stuff that's a complete game. It's disgusting. It really is.
Well, the sad thing is that, people are playing that game. There are people who are suffering. There are people who are dying. There are people who are confused. It sucks.
I talked to a friend of mine.
It's become very political and very money-making, and there are interests that are being fed that we probably don't even realize.
And we're still, talking about it in a way that is, where there's too much. There's just too much. It always was too much, and trying to shut everything down, close everything down, scare the hell out of everybody, irresponsible at best. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who lives out in Washington State. She used to take care of all the calves on the farm here, and then she moved when her husband died. She moved out there, and she brought a few cows out with her, and she has a little farm, and she works in the medical field and got COVID and got it really badly, so that she was in treatment for 13, 14 weeks. It damaged her kidneys and her lungs and many of her other organs. She looks like, you remember, those pasty faces that they put on, the white faces that you put on as a mask? She looks like that. She used to be she's part Native American, and she has very dark skin, and her skin turned completely white. And she's still coming back out of it.
I haven't shared this with you guys yet, but my mom was in the hospital yesterday, and which is great because my dad was here last week, and I'm just like, oh my God, is she okay? But she had, she's been dealing with this cough. You know, she had COVID when I had it back in July, and she ended up in the hospital and took remdesivir. And look, I'm not trying to harp back on the hydroxychloroquine again, but my mom is so staunchly opposed to Trump that when she was offered hydroxychloroquine to take early on,
she was blinded by politics.
She wouldn't take it, and she was scared to death to take any medication because Trump had talked about it. And so she waited a really long time. She ended up in the hospital for 5 days, finally took remdesivir, which she was afraid of because Trump had talked about it. She took it, and this is not I'm not blaming my mom, but I'm just wondering how many people could say, what if we hadn't politicized this? Would she have been more? So she was in the hospital. She's had double pneumonia in both lungs now as a long haul COVID thing. And now that she thankfully was not admitted yesterday, they just did a chest x-ray and they sent her home with some new steroids and inhalers, but she's struggling, and so much of it it's infuriating.
The long haul
stuff. If we hadn't politicized this so much, could there be people that are
still
on the planet?
I went to my cousin's bridal shower on Saturday, and I sat next to a woman I didn't know, and all she talked about was that she won't get the vaccine because, and I don't know why, but she said, I won't get the vaccine because Biden wants to knock on my door. And I'm like, looking at her like, are you an idiot, lady? Really? I said, well, Trump developed the vaccine, so I don't know what you're fighting it for. I mean, it's so political, and people are so stupid. I'm not saying your mom is, but I'm just saying, when people let politics get in the way of their health,
This is the lack of being taught critical thinking. If you want to get right down to brass tacks, the lack of people's ability to think things through. This all comes from the dumbing down of our country because the educational system has been overrun by people who want you to think exactly as they do. So many liberal thinkers have become teachers, and they want you to think the way they do instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that's teaching you how to think, not what to think. And I think this is all part of it. It's all we're stewing in our own juices, exactly, frankly, as the Chinese communists want us to do. It's not, we are eating ourselves from within. And it's.
And all the while, who's profiting? Who's profiting is big pharma, big agriculture,
and where are all the pills made? In China.
Playing off of us sitting there hating on each other forever. Yeah. It makes no sense. It doesn't matter if somebody trolls you on
Twitter. This whole business about the ballot access and who's registered to vote and what new laws there are and the fraud here and the partisans there and all these people are doing, including the news media that's covering it on one side. is making it difficult for people to get enthused because they're confused about what, you know, should I put it male?
I just feel like common sense is gone. You know, there's so much agreement. It's like there used to be stuff that we could all just agree on that was common sense, and now it's like, nope, that's
people can't.
So
stupid people are still trying to tell people on social media that the earth is flat. We can't even agree on the earth being round anymore. Like, that's the level of stupidity that we're at now.
And that's the educational system that we're paying through the nose for.
No, all these
delivering.
People are taught that the earth is round in school. They're on Facebook, and they're on social media, and they're coming up with their own conspiracy theories.
They aren't taught to be critical thinkers.
They would disagree with you. They would say that they are critical thinkers because they think the earth is flat.
And they're the only ones thinking that
way.
Everybody else is wrong and bought into the wrong thing.
Exactly.
I have a friend, love him to death, bless his heart, but he is one of the people who will see memes on Facebook and take it as fact. And then he'll text it to us and be like, see, I told you guys this, and it's like, oh, dear.
Yeah.
Facebook should just be, like, baby pictures and grandchildren only. Like, that's honestly, because that's all it should be.
Yesterday, I didn't post this because anything was up to me. Brendan, my son, sent me a picture, a colored picture of an ultrasound.
Oh, he did the 3D ultrasound. Those
Yes. And it's the baby's face.
Sophie posted it.
Yeah,
did you see it?
Really cool.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Could you see the face? It was just amazing.
Sophie was funny. She goes, "It took forever, but our baby was carved out of clay."
Yeah,
because that's what it looks like.
So it looks like, it looks like a stone,
like
something
a sculpture.
Or other. But when you look at the Brendan sent it to me yesterday morning, and I'm looking at it, and I thought, "My God, that's." And then I sent it back a note. I said, "That's the baby's face," and he said, "Yeah, Dad."
It's cool what they can do.
It really is.
Remember, like, in the 70s, you didn't even know if you were having a boy or a girl. And
right.
Now you can see what your kid looks like before it arrives.
Right. Is it coming through the channel, if you will? Speaking of things that are new and different, if you have been susceptible, we spent a lot of time here talking about the COVID. We can't seem to get away from it. And so that's why it's time for us to do something that's practical to ensure that you stay healthy and keep yourself away from, without maybe even having to have the shots. It's good to have the shots, but proper nasal cleansing is also very important to keeping yourself healthy. The Navage system is a nose cleaner, the only one around, as a matter of fact. It has powered suction, so it cleans every morning and every night the things that have crusted. That's what it is. It's just the things that when you were a kid you used to pick your nose. Well, that's what you're getting rid of here. The bottom line, that's what it is. All the dust that sticks to your nose and hardens because of the moisture that's there and it dries up at night.
Yeah, you're not selling this well at all.
How do you figure?
Everyone's tuning out.
No, it's practical. It's a practical side. Mm-hmm. That's how you feel. You feel
you don't hear
like
Jen gagging in the back of
the crowd. You've lost stuff. The dangerous
you've
bacteria.
You've lost the audience is what you've lost.
I haven't lost the audience.
I lost my cookies is what
I'm
saying. They're holding on to my every word. All right, so take advantage of this fabulous product to help yourself stay healthy and clean. It's the Navage system, available at Navage.com. Yep, you can buy it online, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be...
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Fifty-three after the hour now. This portion of this hour is devoted to technology. That's why we call it Tech Talk. Pretty clever of us to have figured that out, right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here to give me her and other whatever other things that she cares to share with us. I guess, actually, we need to go to Verizon because they have a new filter. What does it do?
This is actually great news for Verizon wireless customers. I think, Doug, you are, right? You've got
yes,
Verizon Wireless.
Don't like them,
so,
but I am. Yeah.
Not a fan of the company, but still, this is a good thing. So they want to help you curb those obnoxious spoofing calls. We all know, we've all had it. You look at your phone, it rings, and it looks like it's your number calling you, but there's like one or two digits that are off. And so those are called spoofing calls. And so they basically take similar area codes and numbers to your own phone, I guess, as a way to trick you into answering the phone, because a lot of times
they're
going
to charge you for it. They're not doing this to help you out. They're doing it because they get more money out of you.
Well, there is a free version, but anyway, so yes, listen. So,
okay.
So the reason that this is the number one thing that people have complained to wireless carriers about, it's the spoofing numbers. And so this method is used by spammers to make it look like it's a family member. A lot of families have similar phone numbers when they get a package or a family plan. And so this is the new neighborhood filter. It allows Verizon customers to send these calls directly to voicemail, so you don't have to deal with it. And if you can go into the call filter free and the call filter plus, they're two different levels. So if you are a customer and you want to get like the souped up version, you can get the filter plus, which is $3 a month per line, or $8 a month if you have more than three lines on your family plan. And that comes with additional tools, access to a database of over 100 million spam numbers, a personal block list, a spam risk meter for real-time call assessment, things like that. Now, if you want the free version, that costs nothing to enroll, and it gives you basic filtering from those spam calls. So it just really depends on how much spam you're getting and how much it bothers you. If you want to pay the extra $3 a month, it might be worth it because the app will automatically search through that database of 100 million spam numbers, and if it detects that that a number calling you is spam, you won't even get the call. So there are some real benefits to it. To activate the neighborhood filter for blocking spoofed calls, you just have to go to the call filter app on your mobile device. If you're on iOS, you'll need to toggle that on, filtering from the call blocking and identification in your iPhone settings. And from there, it's really simple. So the call filter app is available both on iOS and Android. Right now, it's just for Verizon. Other companies are, you know, T-Mobile's kind of trying to do something with that. AT&T hasn't really done a great job. But now that Verizon has a full-blown filter app, I think that you'll see the competition will follow.
All right. So speaking of competition, AT&T is in our sights right after this.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Let's get back at it here, Victoria. AT&T has removed something, and what would that be?
AT&T is removing the high-speed data throttling from its most expensive unlimited plan. So this is great news if you have the unlimited plan. You'll get some more benefits now. This is the $85 per month top-tier unlimited plan, so this is the unlimited elite. And those subscribers will now actually truly have access to unlimited high-speed data. You will no longer be subjected to being deprioritized after hitting 100 gigs of data per month. It is truly unlimited. Customers will also get a bump from 30 gigs of monthly hotspot data up to 40. And they're also getting 4K video streaming. So this is actually, for $85 a month, your price isn't going to go up, but you're actually finally getting some features that you probably have deserved all along, truthfully. So now AT&T's Unlimited Elite matches T-Mobile's Magenta Max pretty much feature by feature. So if you're shopping around for a plan, you really, you know, won't have to, there's not a whole lot of difference between the two companies, and both start at $85 per line, and they'll throw some perks at you here and there, but they're pretty much the same now.
All right. Well, isn't that exciting to hear? They're all getting to be the same.
Well, you're getting what you're paying for, finally.
Right. Hooray!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.